Today's Eagles Super Bowl victory parade drew far more fans than when the Phillies won the World Series in 2008. Early estimates indicate that Eagles drew even more attendees to Philadelphia than Pope Francis did in 2015. As throngs of fans lined up for a glimpse of their heroes today, WHYY's Bobby Allen followed the parade and offers this report.
Standing outside of the link in a sea of green jerseys, the team's chant came up again and again.
E-A-G-L-E-S,
Rich Gregory of Deptford, New Jersey, says he thinks he knows why the Eagles won.
The team had an intangible, and that intangible is heart.
While government offices, schools, courts, and businesses citywide shut down for the day, bars like Cookie's Tavern in South Philly had their doors wide open. Early. Joe Clark was having a beer. I asked him how the city's feeling after the Eagles' first Super Bowl win. He couldn't believe I was asking that.
Say what? Look around. What are you, blind? Come on.
Clark was right. No matter where you looked, the euphoria smacked you right in the face. Groups of fans singing the team's fight song, Fly Eagles Fly on street corners. The sound of air horns blowing out of bars. With this backdrop, Clark was feeling pretty good.
Underestimate the wrong team, that's what you get. Get a championship in Philadelphia.
Eagles fan Dan Barca of Glassboro, New Jersey, was dancing to some music with a beer in his hand. Then he walked over to me. He wants to tell me something about Eagles fans, in case I didn't know.
We're the most passionate fans on earth. On earth. And underdogs for eternity. And we will always fight. Fight for everything.
Brian Lotman, another Eagles reveler, said later that kind of enthusiasm sometimes gets fans in trouble.
I mean, I think the passion is getting the worst of some people, but we just have to kind of tame it down, show the nation that we're passionate, but we're not overly crazy.
Some national headlines portrayed Eagles fans as out-of-control rioters. A few did flip over some cars, jump on poles, and smash window fronts. But fans and city officials insist that was a small subcategory of what Mayor Jim Kenney calls knuckleheads. Lotman says, knuckleheads or not, the big win brought the region together.
Just the unity has been outstanding. Outstanding, and I hope we don't see it end.
The thousands of paraders ended their five-mile trek at the entrance of Philly's Art Museum. But before they got there, Robert Kendrick was having a good time partying in South Philly. He says the Eagles' underdog status might not change, but that doesn't mean this is the Birds' last Super Bowl win.
It's not the size of the dog in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the dog. And we got that fight, baby.
Bobby Allen, WHYY News.